Erin Rosenblum is a third-year medical student at the University of Minnesota and a member of Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate.
Yes, we're worried about day-to-day in the clinic, but we also have a duty to respond to factors, you know, outside of just the clinic that are going to affect our patients' health. And I don't think there's any bigger issue than climate change.
The project, called Line 3, is a $2.6 billion tar sands pipeline being built by Canadian oil company Enbridge Energy. Tar sands, also known as oil sands, are a mixture of sand, clay, water, and a sticky substance called bitumen. Tar sands are used to produce petroleum products such as gasoline, jet fuel, and asphalt. Enbridge says Line 3 is a necessary replacement for an existing deteriorating pipeline built in the 1960s. Margaret Breen, a youth climate activist with MN350, says that is not true.
They are calling it a replacement project, but the similarity doesn't really extend beyond the name because it has twice the carrying capacity. It's carrying a different type of oil, which is tar sands, some of the most hazardous oil in the world. And a large chunk in Minnesota goes through a completely new route.
The pipeline would carry 760,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada to Superior, Wisconsin, crossing the Mississippi River in ceded territory in Minnesota. Enbridge promotes the creation of new jobs and boosting local economies. Randy Landris, co-owner of Ruthie's Restaurant in Hill City, Minnesota, is one local business owner who has seen an increase in customers from Line 3 and its workforce.
Our volume is probably up 40% this winter from what it would be a normal winter. Everybody is getting more business from the pipeline. Considerably more. You know, the COVID slowed everybody down and a lot of the people haven't come back. So it's been a big boost for the economy.
Margaret Breen says,
when I'm thinking about the negative impacts of Line 3, I like to think about it as a threat to the water, the land, and the people.
Minnesota's climate is already changing. The state is experiencing warmer winters, more extreme rainfall, and less winter snow. These changes can impact health and well-being.
The increased frequency and severity of heat waves, right? That can affect a whole range of health issues. It can exacerbate cardiovascular issues. It can change the effectiveness of medications. It's been associated with worse pregnancy outcomes.
Enbridge says, after construction, our goal is to restore the pipeline right-of-way to as close as pre-construction condition as possible and minimize our long-term impact to the land.
Oil that Line 3 will carry has the equivalent climate impact of adding 38 million vehicles to our roads in Minnesota.
Line 3's route passes through ceded territory where Ojibwe people hunt, fish, and gather. Wild rice is a traditional food integral to their diet, culture, and economy. Disruptive construction and oil spills can harm the water quality that this food source depends on.
It also brings a threat of violence to Native women in Minnesota. Native women are already at a hugely disproportionate risk to experience sexual violence in their lives.
These fears became reality when two pipeline workers were arrested for human trafficking in Itasca County last week. On January 20th, President Joe Biden revoked federal permits for the Keystone XL pipeline, a similar oil pipeline proposed to stretch from Alberta, Canada to Texas and owned by TC Energy. But so far, no federal mandate in the Midwest. As Enbridge continues to clear trees and lay pipe, construction sites are occupied by activists and water protectors, sometimes resulting in arrests. For Breen, this means leading weekly action calls with fellow youth climate activists.
I've seen the power of this movement and of people organizing, and so I have no doubt that we will stop Line 3.
For WTBU, I'm Michaela Resch in Boston.